Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. If you or someone in your family is living with a disability, there can be many additional expenses that you might have to incur, expenses which could really impact you financially over the course of time. Now, there are programs, there are supports, there are credits, but there's one particular that we're going to focus on today. It is the disability tax credit. And we want to talk about what it is and how it works and all those sorts of things, because based on experience, I know most Canadians aren't familiar with this and they may qualify, but they haven't taken the steps to do so. Joining me now from Montreal is José Cabral. She's with H&R Block, and she's here to talk about the disability tax credit and how to make the most of it. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What is it? What is the disability tax credit?
Well, basically, it says it itself. The disability tax credit is for people living with a disability or to support the people that are taking care of them. The amount could be claimed on your income tax. And it includes a supplement for people under the age of 18.
And how do you go about qualifying for it? What counts?
Yes, this is very important. In order to be eligible for the disability tax credit, you have to have a certificate, which you could fill out the form. You can get it from the government website, from the CRA. It's called the T2201. Now, the way to go about it is that a medical practitioner has to fill out the form. On that form, they're going to indicate what is the disability, if it's severe, if it's prolonged. And from that point on, I always recommend that my clients take a photocopy of the form once it's filled out by your practitioner. And then you have to submit it to the CRA. From that point on, the CRA will study the form, and they will either accept it or reject it. If they accept it, they send you a letter stating from what year to what year you're eligible for that credit. They can even go back years if in the case that you didn't know that you were eligible for that credit. And it's very important that you take note of the period that you are eligible. From that point on, you can claim it on your income taxes. If you can, if it's from previous years, you can file an adjustment on your income taxes. And then there's also the case where your claim is denied by the CRA. In that case, you can request an additional review or a formal objection, but that has to be filled out within 90 days of receiving your notice.
Right. Give us the long list of the types of issues, health issues, or disabilities that would qualify for or would be likely to qualify for the disability tax credit, because it's a longer list than I ever understood.
Unfortunately, I'm not a medical practitioner to speak about what disability is is accepted, but it does have to be a severe disability. Basically, you're not capable of taking care of yourself, or it's a disability that you will live with for the rest of your life. Those are usually the ones that are eligible. This year, the government actually changed the form to a much longer form. I believe it's 16 pages that need to be filled out. So make sure that if you are going to fill out the form, that it is the correct form, the one that was implemented this year.
What I would add, I'm not a medical practitioner either, but I think what surprised me is I thought, oh, okay, so it's someone who has, I don't know, cystic fibrosis or muscular dystrophy or something like that, that would fit the bill. But it can also be individuals who are dealing with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, ADHD. There's a much longer list of things that you could be challenged by in life that people don't know are relevant in this context. Would you agree? Would you agree that the level of awareness about the number of things that could apply is limited?
Yeah, definitely. And there's also diabetes that's now available also to claim in the credit. And that's why, as I was mentioning earlier, when the medical practitioner fills out the form, they write the severity and they write the years that you're eligible. Mm. Because in certain situations, it might be something that it's judged more temporary and not for the rest of your life.
What are the dollars here? So is this worth, because some people are thinking, how much work is this going to be? Is this going to be worth it to me financially to do? What is the best case scenario in terms of what this would mean to your bottom line?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is a credit that helps you reduce your amount that you owe on your taxes. So basically you have to pay tax to receive this credit.
Yeah.
The disability credit per se is for the amount of $18,662, which can be claimed on line 31600 of your income taxes. If you're under the age of 18, you can claim an additional $5,000.53. There are different situations, though. If someone's claiming child care expenses or attendant care expenses, then the amount is reduced. But this amount can only, it could be claimed by yourself if you're the one with the disability. It could be transferred from a dependent. It could also be an amount transferred from your spouse or common law. Mm.
And this, tell me about the relationship between the disability tax credit and the actual medical expenses that you might incur that you would need receipts on. So you need to get, you don't have benefits and you need to get the services of a clinical psychologist or something like that. How does that fit in with that whole magical period called tax filing that people do, you know, in spring of every year?
Okay, if we're speaking specifically about a psychologist, that could actually be claimed as a medical expense. Mm. So it doesn't necessarily have to be claimed on the disability credit. So that could be claimed by anybody who consults. Definitely it is important to keep your receipts if you have any kind of expenses. In the case where you have to make modifications to your home to better yourself with your disability, that's also claimable.
Mm. Which reminds me, people in who are dealing with something like Parkinson's would be able to at least make this application with some hope that they could be covered and that could provide some relief. What's the connection between the disability tax credit and the RDSP, the Registered Disability Savings Program?
Disability savings, that's something that you're putting money into that you're not necessarily withdrawing.
Yeah. And I think the criteria for the RDSP is that you have qualified for the disability tax credit. Is that accurate?
Definitely. Yeah. You have to have been approved. Now I do want to mention to you that don't expect to fill out the form to get an answer within a few days and to be able to claim it on your income tax automatically or quickly in the same year. This is a process. So it's very important to take the time to fill out the form. But like I said, at least what's great about this is that if your medical practitioner indicated that you've had this for previous years, there's possibility of filing an adjustment. The years will be indicated on the response that you get from the CRA.
What is your sense? This is not an empirical question. What is your sense for the frequency with which clients that you work with have their request for the disability tax credit accepted? Is it like, oh no, it's 80%, or is it it's like 20%?
I can't really tell you a percentage, but I can say, put it out there, maybe half of the people don't get accepted, unfortunately. Like I stated earlier, it's really based on the severity of the disability. If you're capable of living alone, if you're capable of taking care of yourself on your own, those are all things that help out in the situation of being approved for the credit if you're really not capable of taking care of yourself.
Really helpful stuff. Jose, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me once again.
Jose Cabral is with H&R Block. She was here to talk about the disability tax credit. And here is your call to action. If you are dealing with a disability, if you have someone in your immediate family who is dealing with a disability, if you know someone, a friend, a relative who is dealing with some sort of a disability, at the very minimum, do a Google search to see how you could take action on this and see if you qualify. It could well be enormously useful to you financially and not enough Canadians know that this program exists.